It's Friday, February 2nd, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May traveled to China this week with British business leaders to hold talks with Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, to, quote, intensify the golden era in UK-China relations, end quote. Meanwhile, persecution watchdog groups have called on May to address China's intense persecution of Christians, as new restrictive regulations on Chinese churches went into effect yesterday. In the past month, Chinese officials have detained or imprisoned at least 20 Christians, destroyed church property, and fined multiple pastors. 24 members of the Council of Europe signed a statement last week calling on Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who has been in prison for over a year without charges. The case was brought before the European Council by the American Center for Law and Justice, which has been fighting for Brunson. The European Council condemned Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for using Brunson as a, quote, bargaining chip, end quote. Missionary Trevor Larson shared a remarkable story of God's saving power at the Missions Fest 2018 in Vancouver last Saturday, reports Christian Week. Larson shared how a church planter he has helped, named Wahid, came to Christ in a Muslim-majority island nation and was quickly put in jail for proclaiming Jesus Christ. While in jail, Wahid continued to preach, seeing 66 inmates come to Christ in 2007. After being released, 12 inmate converts joined Wahid to spread the good news. By 2015, hundreds were coming to Christ as Wahid sent missionaries to surrounding islands, eventually reaching 10,000 people with the gospel. Rejoice with David in Psalm 22:27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. Sadly, doctors in the Netherlands approved 29-year-old Aurelia Brouwer's euthanasia request, ending her life on Saturday. The woman, who was physically fit but suffering severe mental issues, said in a tragic statement, quote, I only want to go one way and have strived for that for 8 years, and that is death, end quote. The killing of those diagnosed with mental disorders is common in Belgium and the Netherlands. Please pray for these people who feel hopeless, that they would repent and turn to Jesus Christ for eternal life. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Freedom from Religion Foundation has sued President Trump's Housing and Urban Development Secretary, Ben Carson, in connection with the weekly Trump Cabinet Bible study he attends. Carson responded recently on Facebook, saying, quote, I refuse to be intimidated by anti-religious groups into relinquishing my spirituality or religious beliefs. I will not stop being a Christian while in service to this country. In fact, it is my faith that helps me serve the nation even better, end quote. The Barna Group released a study recently on Generation Z, those born between 1999 and 2015, calling it the first post-Christian generation. Many of this generation received a, quote, basic education on the Bible and Christianity, end quote. But atheism has now doubled in Generation Z at 13% compared to the U.S. adult population at 6%. Psalm 53, verse 1 says, The fool has said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. On Monday, federal judge Carol Bagley Amon told participants in a case against pro-life sidewalk counselors that leafleting is a, quote, form of really protected speech, end quote, and that sidewalks are a, quote, quintessential public forum, end quote, reports Christian Headlines. The Thomas More Society is helping defend the pro-life activists of a Brooklyn church against New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who accuses them of harassment against abortion mill clients. And finally, back in 2016, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock started the Denver Day Works program, providing day jobs for homeless people, reports the Denver Post. Those who worked hard were invited back for another day's work. Short-term jobs turned into more stable jobs. A year later, 110 participants have gotten full-time work. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, February 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.